Blog Talk Radio.
It's 9 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio. An internet weight loss sensation.
One man's incredible journey from obese and bedridden to fit with endless capability.
He was overweight, depressed, unable to walk on his own until one man gave him the courage to change his life forever.
He came across a yoga DVD by an unlikely instructor, former wrestler Diamond Dallas Page.
Over the last 12 years, I developed this amazing program I now call DDP Yoga.
With more than 7 million hits on YouTube, Arthur Borman's physical transformation is shocking and inspiring.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say DDP Yoga pretty much changed my life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz. I just got done working out with DDP. Something I'm
going
to use for my training.
This is Rob Van Dam, here to tell you firsthand why YRG's no joke.
This is Mark Merrill. My life has been forever changed because of a workout called DDP Yoga.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
It's DDP
Radio.
Self high five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to a very special hour of DDP Radio. I am your host, Diamond Dallas Page, better known as DDP, along with my three cohorts in crime, Robert, who mans the mic, and the people who do the calling in. We've got Robert, Sparky back from vacation. Sparky, I know you got to see some hockey games with your son and everything. How you been, bud?
I've been doing great, man. Other than I get back from vacation, well, before I go on vacation, my PC crashed, which I'm still without.
Buzzkill.
totally, man. But then I got to enjoy a little bit of a tropical vacation, which was nice, and I got to relax and do a little bit of DDP yoga in Aruba, so that was pretty cool. And come back, and the entire family gets the flu.
That's because all that flying, man. All the garbage in the air, man. I actually saw this thing on Shark Tank, and it was the highest paid Shark Tank ever. One of the guys offered $4 million to take this company from this guy, and all he did was take these little nose strips, and like where your nostrils are, it just covered your nostrils. Anybody ever see that?
Uh-uh.
Anybody see that show? It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
It boomed huge. It ended up two of the main guys got involved in it. Mark Cuban and I can't remember which one of the other guys did it too. But they bought it in a company for $1 million, and that guy, that's going to be a multi-zillion-dollar company because you put those strips over your nostril. Now you can't breathe in the garbage. Now you can tell there, if you're really looking, so it looks a little weird. But you're talking about nobody getting sick. It'd be great for the plane, big time.
Yeah.
But I'll keep you out there. I'll keep the word out there if I can figure out where actually when that finally comes marketable and people actually can buy it. It's just in the hidden in the for the big companies to buy in now. Stacy, how are you tonight, darling?
I'm doing great. I'm getting excited about being in LA and doing the infomercial. And
not infomercial.
I'm tired. I'm tired. You got to forgive me. Okay. But I think you should do a show sometime on how you stay so healthy with your insane schedule and being on the road and being in airplanes all the time.
Well, sometimes I just got to go down like today. I mean, I got up and I had a little sore throat. And I didn't even realize I had 9 interviews to do today. And some of them were podcasts like this. So it was going to be like 20 or 30 or 40 minutes. And, that will really wear you out just being on the way I'm on all the time. But, I literally laid in bed and I've been watching that movie Flight in between stuff. And I'm still haven't gotten to the end of the damn thing.
Oh, no.
But sometimes you just got to rest and you got to eat good. And I was just talking to Scott about it a minute ago with Linda. And I'll use that neti pot. Do you know what a neti pot is?
Oh, I love those things.
Yes, yes, I do.
For people who don't know, it looks like a little teacup. And it goes back to, the Stone Age, how long they've been using this thing. And they just put salt water in it, warm salt water, and you pour it in one side of your nostril, and you breathe in, and it comes out the other side. You do that a couple times, and you blow all your garbage into the sink. But that's where all the bacteria starts. And if you allow that to fester and can't blow your nose, this neti pot is amazing. So I did that this morning. I've done that like twice. And that's really helped a lot. So just a little tip there. You know, and I eat really good. You know, when you eat good, the food will actually act as a, repellent, so to speak, to heal you and try to keep you, strong, your immune system. That's really what it comes down to. But Stacy just said it. We're going to be filming in L.A. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. We're going to be filming a documercial. This is not an infomercial. There's not going to be any of that. And if you want it right now, bop, 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 get a third of the price off. We're not doing any of that. And I've had to argue. I've had, like, intense, I wouldn't say argue. I've had intense meetings about not wanting to do that. You know, I want to keep it real. I want to inspire people. They keep saying to me, well, the Internet's one thing. The TV's a whole other animal. You've got 3 seconds before they change the channel, which could be true. But if you're inspired in those 3 to 5 seconds, maybe you keep watching. So, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to do something that's never been done before, sort of like adding dynamic resistance to a workout, that jacks your heart rate up, that has some of the yoga positions. That's never been done before either. So far, so good. So we'll see how that goes out. I just want to, before I start to wind down and start to welcome our guest on, who I'm just having him call in right now. And Robert, be looking for that. It'll be a Florida number coming in. If you have any problem, let me know. I want to let everybody know that, God, it just went crazy the other day. We put up that I'm coming out to do a DDP yoga workshop in the UK. And we got hooked up with the 4FW Academy Wrestling out there in the UK. I'm actually going in for the Comic-Con that's there. I'm going to be right in the heart of London, from what I understand. I have to actually get that exact location. I'll have that next week, where I'm going to be doing a signing for the weekend at that big Comic-Con that they have there. I saw that the midget from Game of Thrones is going to be there, and I'm a huge mark for that guy. He's an amazing actor, so I really want to meet him. That's the 6th and the 7th. So I'm coming in the weekend before to do a workshop with the wrestling organization there, and I'm also going to work that event that Saturday night. But we're also going to do a workshop on the Friday night. I believe it's the 28th of June. And then we're going to do – that's going to be for the boys there, in other words, the wrestlers. And then the following day, I guess we're going to do one at the on the 30th. And if you want to find out about that, just go to DDP Yoga and look under DDP Appearances and just go down 3 levels and you'll hit Workshops. Oh, that's not the right one. Forget I said that. Let me do that again. Let me try that again. Okay, how do I get back to this thing? All right, it's not letting me go back. Oh, here we go. Okay, you go to Appearances and then go to, let's see, Sign Up, which is 2 down. Sign up for the workshop and events, and that will break it down for you. I'll actually be going to L.A. this week. Stacy's going to be there. We invited Sparky, but he couldn't make it out there. We got a bunch of people coming out there to tell their stories. Jake's going to be coming out there with me. And I'll be there from Sunday to Wednesday, and then I'll hop on a plane and fly to Midland, Texas, and we're going to be doing another workshop for the boys down there, the guys who are wrestling with the old-school wrestling organization there, and this guy Fred, who runs it. What a classy, cool guy. He's one of the boys, now a promoter. Really looking forward to meeting him and hanging with him. I'll get in there on Thursday. I'll do a bunch of PR all day Friday. And then Friday night, I'm going to be working out with the boys down there, take them to a workshop. And then the following Saturday morning, I'll be doing a workshop for all the people who come from Texas who want to experience DDP yoga with me. And then I'll be there for the wrestling show that night. And then finally flying back to L.A. So I'm pretty excited about how a lot of these wrestling shows are turning into workshops, not just for people in that area, but for the boys as well, because if there's anybody who needs it, it's guys who do what we do for a living. And I also want to mention that if anybody was really wanting to go to this year's DDP Yoga Retreat from the 10th to the 15th were sold out already. And this just happened, I think, yesterday. If you still, I know some people drop out, so I'd be really surprised if two or three spots didn't open up. So if you're interested in coming to the retreat in Mexico, it's an amazing deal. And I'm only letting, I said 60 was the amount, but I think it's going to be more like 70, you know, people there. So the floor is going to be packed. We're going to have a great time. Yoga Doc's going to be there. Stacy's going to be there. Arthur's going to be there. You know, Terry's going to be there. It's going to be, it's going to be pretty crazy. You know, a lot of our peeps are going to be there to help people out, because I could never do all that on my own. But, you know, we work out hard. You don't have to make every workout. But you, if you want, you can. And we try to do two a day on three of the days and one a day on the other two. And, we get togethers for eating times and a party. And really, after the second workout, we always end up at the pool. Some people cocktail, some people don't. But it's a great little hang. And then we all head out for dinner after that. It's an amazing time. And actually, Kimberly's going to be there, too, on this one. So her and her boyfriend Aaron are going to be coming. So it's going to be a great, great showing, and we're going to have a blast. So I'm really, really excited about this. Let me bring into how I want to bring our guest on tonight. I just asked him last night, you know, out of nowhere, and he was like, sure. You got to know, though, because there's so much talk on the Internet. Everybody thinks they know everything, and that's why I really wanted to bring him on tonight. And I wanted to explain why I've done some of the things I've done. And it goes back to, you know, Jake. Jake Roberts has been a really pivotal person in my life. I always have to say first, though, without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. Dusty was the one who believed in me. Dusty's the one who gave me breaks that no one ever would have. But once I got there, the guy who taught me how to get over, you know, and make the people care, you know, in a business where we all know it's predetermined. And I don't want to spoil it for some of you, but it is predetermined. But, you know, he taught me a lot without telling me how to do it. He'd make me figure it out. And when it came time, he's the reason why, one of the reasons why I made a lot of money. And I was very, fortunate on so many levels. And the business blew up at the same time my career did. So it was just like so many godsends at one time. And I wanted to always do something for Jake. I wanted to pay him back. And that's why we're together. That's why it started. Now, if Jake doesn't put the work in, it does not continue. Because anybody who knows anything about Team DDP Yoga, they know that I spread myself pretty thin trying to help as many people as I can. But he's going to come to the front of that list as long as he's putting that work in. And he is like, wow, he's like, he's done so much more than I thought was even possible, especially with his shoulder surgery and coming back from that. He's way ahead of the queue. They say it's 4 to 6 months for a shoulder surgery like that, especially when you're 57 years young, the way Jake is and his body's beat up. But he's doing amazing. He's doing great. And, again, I just wanted to help my buddy out. And I was single at the time, so there was no woman living with me. And I plan on staying like that for a while. And I was building a house that was for guys to be able to hang in. And it just worked out. And then one day we got a text. That Twitter thing is so amazing. From the guy I was called Kid, you know, Sean Waltman, you know, good buddy of all of ours. And he just said, you know, do you think you can look in on Scott? And, you know, we did. And I never thought Scotty answered the phone. Because I called him, I don't know how many times I called him where he didn't. So I just assumed he wasn't going to answer, and he answered. And, you know, that began the journey. And you know, people who will say, well, why are you bringing Scott Hall into your house? Well, Scott Hall and I have helped each other throughout our careers. From the day that we met in Florida, when we were both working for Dusty, and it was like, you know, just trying to get a break to do something. And then when I was managing in the, you know, WCW, and then, you know, he came up with the idea and called me out about the diamond stud thing that we had talked about years ago. And then, you know, that got created. We'll probably talk about that tonight. And then when he left and went to New York and became this huge star there, and then came back bigger than ever. And when Scott and Kev did the favor for me, you know, in New Orleans in front of 33,000 people. It was what ignited my career and shot me into the atmosphere where Savage said, I want to work with him. So we've always helped each other. And I've been wanting to, because I know that without that, it didn't matter what Jake told me, what Jake taught me. You know, it wouldn't have mattered if you don't get that break. And the bookers were not going to give me the break. I know for a fact that Kevin Nash and Scott Hall fought for me. And that's where it all comes to relationships. You guys hear me talk about how important relationships are. I always say it doesn't matter about who you know or who knows you. It's about who's willing to say they know you. Who's willing to put their name on the line for you. And that's what Jake Roberts has done for me, Kevin Nash has done for me, and Scott Hall has done for me. And right now, I want to bring him on, and we'll hit that music in 1 second, Robert. I want to bring on a guy that in 1997 was the Tag Team of the Year with my other buddy Kevin Nash, a 7-time World Tag Team Champion, a 4-time and maybe the greatest Intercontinental Champ of all time. I was just interviewed for WrestleMania, and one of my favorite moments is that ladder match with him and Shawn Michaels. It was flawless. It told a story. It was amazing. Hit that music right now for the bad guy.
Hey, yo. You people, you know who I am. You want a war? You're going to get one.
Representing the NWO, weighing 265 pounds, Scott Hall.
Desmond Hall, welcome the bad guy to the show. Scotty, good to have you here, buddy.
Hey, yo, Dally. Good to be here.
So, you know, Our relationship is going on, and I got to tell you, there's, especially when I was managing Scott, I was one of those guys, believe it or not, who thought he knew everything. And Scott would say to me, he'd look at me, calm as a cucumber, go, but Dally, it's just your opinion. And I would be like, so like, no, but you don't you see, blah, 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 blah. And it was years later after I'd started wrestling and he had gone off to the WWF or WWE, let's just call it that now. And I would call him up. I go, yo, Scott. I go, okay, you were right about that. Like countless times. Scott, to get people, you were an Army brat, right? Is your dad in the Army? Is that what he was in?
Yeah, my dad was an Army officer. He's a pilot. So I grew up on Army bases, like, all around the world. Traveled all through the U.S. on Army bases. I can't even name them in order. Ended up graduating from high school in Munich, Germany, and returned to the States after my parents got divorced. And that was kind of the end of my relationship with my dad. But it was a good childhood, as far as I remember.
And were you an athlete in those days too as well?
Yeah, the one thing about going to high school in Munich was we didn't really have a football team, so I played basketball, and I liked it because I only graduated from a class of 85, so I got to be a big man on campus, and that was a lot of fun. I loved it.
And where did your love of wrestling come from? How did that even happen?
Well, like I said, we were stationed in Army bases, throughout the United States. We were at Fort Rucker, Alabama before, we were in Fort Benning, Georgia. And I've always loved the Southern style of wrestling. Like, I heard you mention Dusty Rhodes earlier. And Dusty's one who started me, in the early 80s. And I've always loved that Southern style. So I remember, I think it was my 8th birthday, my dad took me and some of my buddies to a match. We were either in Alabama or Georgia, and I'll never forget, it was a hair match, and the guy got his head shaved, and I was just hooked on wrestling from then on, and I always wanted a cool job, and I liked the lifestyle, because after growing up with that strict Army, lifestyle, I wanted kind of a carefree, reckless lifestyle, and that's what
I got.
You got
that.
So I'm 50 years old with a ponytail.
I just want to let people know, if you've got questions for Scott, you can just hit Stacy in the chat room, and she'll let us know. Stacy, you can just text me or whatever when you let me know we got a couple questions. We'll bring those in for Scott. And if you want to call in, and we're only going to take so many calls, and we're going to have to cut it off because I don't want our boards to shut down. So we're going to take a couple of calls, too. You can go to 347-994-1216. One more time, I'll give that to you. 347-994-1216. Please keep it to one question, though, if you would, please, because yeah, I know there's a lot of people want to get on here, and you know they might have questions for the bad guy here. So coming out of that, Scotty, so why don't you, because I always love your version of how you tell things. tell the version of how we already hooked up in Florida. We met each other then, and then I was here managing the Freebirds. Tell the people that story, how we initially got hooked up.
Well, I was married at the time, and I had been having success in Japan and in Europe and in Puerto Rico, but nothing was happening for me in the U.S. where it really kind of matters in the wrestling world. And I had said, you know, I was in the business about 4 years at that point, and I remember looking in the mirror thinking, well, I think I have what it takes, but I must not, because I'm not making it. And guys that I started with had gone on to big success. So I kind of resigned myself to the fact that, you know, I'm just going to get a job in a warehouse, maybe learn how to drive a forklift or something. And I was going to have the other riches in life, you know, have a family and some kids and live in a duplex. And, you know, I mean, I thought that would be cool too. But I had one more commitment to make to a European promoter named Otto Vance, where we wrestled throughout Europe and Austria, and it was a 7-month commitment. So, you know, I begged this lady to marry me, and we did, and we went to Europe, and, you know, we wanted to have a family, and, you know, when we came back, she was 7 months pregnant with my son Cody, who's now 21. And now, you got to remember, I don't have any insurance, you know, And you got to pay upfront cash, you know, or else they won't take care of your wife and they won't deliver your baby, or you don't get the prenatal care. So I'm freaking out. But I knew that my good friend Dally is so positive and so obsessive that if I plant a seed, he'll take care of it. So I remember calling you and teasing you that, man, you're too big to be a manager, man. You're taller than the Freebirds, you know, and you're like, oh, no. Bro, you know, I spread my legs when I do interviews with him, so I look shorter. And I remember saying, you need somebody to stand next to you and make you look small. I said, you need the diamond stud. And he went, okay, I got it. And then after that, people, after that, you know, once Dally gets fixated on something, he makes it happen. He bugged Dusty Rhodes forever until I got a tryout. So now the tryout is approaching. And Dallas, and I'm laying in bed, I got a pregnant wife, you know, and anybody who's got a pregnant old lady knows sometimes their moods change from time to time. My phone will ring at 3 a.m. I'm rolling over like, oh, my God. I'm like, hello, bro, I got it. You got to lose that mustache. Because I was rocking the Village People, you know, cowboy mustache. My hair was like blonde. And then I'm thinking, man, I don't know. I've had this mustache for like 15 years, you know. Okay, I'll shave the mustache. Then, bro, you got to get rid of that hair. You got to dye your hair jet black. And I'm thinking, man, I don't know about that. I'm kind of digging this blonde hair, you know. And I was all tanned up in the blonde hair. I was working in Japan. That was working. And I thought, oh, man. So I remember I dyed it dark brown because I was heading to Atlanta to meet Dallas and go meet Dusty. And I had to drive. WCW wouldn't even fly me up. I had to drive from Orlando to Atlanta, 8 hours. And then like the night before I leave or a day or two before I'm ready to drive up, he calls me in the middle of the night again. Bro, you got to have the George Michael stubble. You got to have the stubble. Nobody has it. So Dallas gave me the entire look. So I show up.
Hey, don't lie, dress it up.
Brown. He goes, no. Takes me to his friend's house. This lady dyes my hair black. He dresses me in his disco wardrobe out of his closet. with the fur coat and the chains and a big, yeah, I think I got my, we went and got my ear pierced or something. I had a big diamond earring in. We went, remember when we went to catering and saw Tommy Rich? How crazy that was.
Oh, my God. So I got, let me interject here. So Scotty goes, it's freaking him out because nobody recognized him. I mean, I'm with him, and I don't recognize him. The only reason I do because I know I was there. So we see some of the boys. Nobody recognizes him. He introduced him as a diamond stud. So now we're sitting eating, and he goes, okay, Tommy Rich has got to recognize me. I rode last time. I was up here for 6 months with him. And he goes, ask him. And I go, hey, Tommy, you know the diamond stud, right? And Scott does the slow turn. And what'd you say to him?
Well, I don't think we can say it on the radio, but it was like,
you don't F it.
It was like, F you, Rose. I mean, F you, Rich. You don't know me. And this time was so funny. He just put his eyes down on his plate and kept eating. And that's when I went, woo, this is going to work.
Right. And then he went, Scotty, oh, my God. He was so happy that he knew you.
You know what was so cool after that? A lot of people don't know this. I tell anybody who asks. But now I get hired. And, I get hired, and then the first TV we have is in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And Dally and I are together. And, you know, you got to get there really to eat, you know, real early for TV. And, you know, I'm hungry, and there was no catering at WCW then. So we go to Waffle House, which is, like, right across the street from the arena. And, you know, we eat. And as you pay at a Waffle House for people in the South, you know that, you know, there's a little toothpick dispenser right by the cash register. So Dallas is going, I got it, bro. We'll both have toothpicks. So I said, cool, I'm just going with it because this guy's got me a job and I got a pregnant wife. I just signed a contract for the most money I've ever made. I'm just keeping my mouth shut. So here we go. We go on to TV. Now, Dallas does all the talking. So as he's out there running his mouth, his toothpick falls out. Now, the advantage of having been around a few years but having a brand-new look is I'm not completely green, and I'm not nervous at all. So I remember I grabbed that toothpick, and a red light came on the camera where the guy was standing in the corner, and I flicked that toothpick in the camera, and ever since then, I was the guy with the toothpick.
No, you know, some things are just supposed to happen like that. I know we got some callers on here, but I want to go to Stacy first. Stace, you got some questions there?
Yeah, I've got a few here. The first
Scott,
what do you think of the Indiegogo total, which is now at 61,834?
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that because I've only been on the computer, I think today is like my fifth day knowing how to – I know how to tweet like a little bit now, and I got a used iPad today. You know, I ordered it off. Well, Steve did it for me. Steve ordered me one off Craigslist or something. But I don't know how to use it yet. I have to be like, it isn't turned on yet. And I don't know how to get to that thing. But I can't believe it. I keep waiting for somebody to go, aha, I got you. It's just a rip. You know, I find it just unbelievable that people care about me because, you know, there's a long time where I didn't care about me. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much to all those people for supporting me. I mean, I just find it so humbling, and I'm speechless. I don't know what to say, but thank you.
Awesome. You got one more, Steve?
Yeah, somebody out there wants to know if you had a backup plan back in the early days if wrestling didn't work out.
Well, I mean, I never had a real job. You know, I worked in bars. You know, I bounced to strip clubs, and I became a bartender at strip clubs. I've never had a real job. I went from working in strip clubs to being a wrestler. I'm not an educated guy. If I hadn't had girls doing my homework, I'd have barely made it out of high school. So, like I said earlier, my goal was maybe learn how to work a forklift and work in a warehouse. You know, I mean, I'm not afraid of hard work, and you know, I never really cared about having a lot of stuff or anything. So, you know, I just, I didn't have a backup plan.
Well, that's a good way to answer it.
Sometimes it helps not to have one.
Yeah, I think it does too at points, you know, because that makes it failure not an option. And obviously that worked for him.
Somebody should put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, right. So let's bring on, I know we got our guest out there. Pac, you there, buddy? Yo.
Yeah, I'm here, man. Oh, my God.
Wow, Kid Pac. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, my God, I'm doing fantastic, man. And like even better now that I hear you, man. Wow.
Hey,
God,
Pac,
there you are, man.
Thank you enough for getting a hold of Dally and starting this whole thing in motion. I know I didn't get here as soon as everybody would have wished, but I'm here now. I've been here 3 weeks and 2 days. I've been here 23 days, man, and I can't tell you how good I feel, Pac. I was riding around today. I had to go to the doctor. All my blood work came back cool. All my blood pressure's cool. All that stuff's cool. I mean, since I've been here, Dally's hooked me up. I've been to the dentist 3 times. I've been to a primary care doctor 2x, cardiologist. I've seen 3 orthopedic surgeons. And, I mean, and that's in 23 days, you know. And I was riding around today looking out the window. It's just nice to have a change of scenery. I really love Atlanta. And I was thinking, it feels so good just to feel good. Like, I feel I feel, like, different, man. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, you sound different, man. You sound like the best I've ever heard you sound ever. Because, like, back before,
like
we were always messed up.
Days, like, clean now. It's the longest I've ever had in my whole life, you know, outside of a rehab. You know, the longest I've ever had
in anybody can be clean in rehab. Anybody can be clean in rehab.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is the real world, you know. I mean, we're driving by bars and clubs and stores, and I just don't feel the need.
It's, man, because, bro, that's just it. It's like, you know, I think you gave up. I think, like, you lost hope for a while, you know.
For sure. I mean, I couldn't even pray anymore.
Right.
And I always prayed throughout the day and every night and in the morning, you know, most of my life, even when things were going horrible. But, man, this last, like, well, ever since 2010, that heart surgery and that whole heart deal I had going on just rocked me. I couldn't work out. And my whole life always had, no matter how horrible things were, I always had my body. You know, I felt no matter what, I always had a good physique. I was always a good athlete. You know, screw you. I don't care, you know.
You still
man,
do, though. I mean, minus the hip.
My body started deteriorating. I just fell apart, man. I was losing my mind.
Yeah. I know. Like, no, you know, we wondered what happened. You know, like, we didn't know what the deal was with the hip. You know, Kev and I. And because, like, you never went and got it looked at.
Well, yeah, because it's scary, man. I didn't really want to hear
it. You know, we didn't know if it was like, oh, my hip's out. You know, remember the old my hip's out thing?
Well, we were using that excuse for years.
Yeah. Well, it makes all the sense in the world now, man.
Yeah, we got this guy, Yoga Doc, you know, Dr. Craig Aaron. He's my partner. He's the one who helped me develop DDP Yoga because, you know, he knows the body inside and out. And he's really a brilliant guy. And, like, when Jake, you know, had the shoulder thing, and it was the bone spurs, like crazy bone spurs. Yoga Doc diagnosed it. I took it to 2 different doctors, and they both were like, well, you know, that arm looks pretty good and blah, blah, blah. And then he screwed it up in the gym, and I went back to the doctor, and I go, bro, look at it again.
bro.
Yeah,
bro. Oh, man, this is so much fun, bro, just sitting here talking with you two guys. Scott, man, I'm so sorry for that text I sent you, dude. I mean, I probably shouldn't even say this on the show, but I mean, I was so frustrated. I was so worried. I knew this was the time, man. I knew this was the right time.
Pac, as much stuff as we can been through, you can't do anything that's ever going to hurt my feelings or make me not love you. You know that, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
but still, man, I'm sorry.
Don't ever.
It's like, who am I? You know, it's like, who am I?
After everything we've been through, I look at you as like a little brother, man. You can't do anything that's ever going to change the way I feel about you.
Hey, dude, one of my favorite moments ever is when he put you over, bro. I mean, that was
one of your favorite moments.
Yeah, good show.
I wouldn't have had a career otherwise.
That's right.
I'm getting
a T-shirt made that just says Star Maker on it.
Exactly. And then when I came back and I saw him on my face off the top rope, like, he could have just beat me, and that would have, like, almost probably been the end of my deal, And he still was looking out for me, so he always has.
Well, I actually was interviewed about that for this documentary that I'm participating in with Dally and all his crew up here. And, they were talking about, different highlights of my career. And I told that story about, the first time in the Manhattan Center, then the rematch in Poughkeepsie, and how much respect I had for you. After you, it was my fault. I got up too fast. You hit that concrete, man, on that salto or whatever it's called, that dive off the top.
Yeah.
You landed right on your face. And I didn't know what to do, and I was about to have you just small package me, like pin me, and I didn't know what to do. We're going off the air on live TV, and you looked at me and went, moonsault. You were like, your eyes were all crossed, rolling back your head, and man, that was one of the best moonsaults
It was the best
done.
Moonsault I ever
you didn't
did.
Even look back. And you know what? If for people out there who might be listening, if you watch that, pull it up on your computer or whatever, Scott Hall or Razor Ramon 123 Kid from Poughkeepsie on Raw, and you will see Baby Earl Hebner and me, after 1-2, I kick out and we both look at you and go, get the money.
Get the money.
And you ran out with $10,000 into the snow in a waiting car.
And I just barely escaped getting my head taken off by you.
I didn't know what to do. You're supposed to be running. You just started walking.
I couldn't run.
Catch you anyway on these bad days.
And then I had another match that night with Reno Riggins.
Oh, my God. After the ladder match at WrestleMania 10, we were back at Poughkeepsie that night. I worked 3 times. And Shaw was off for like 6 months. I worked 3 times the next night.
Oh, Dallas was talking about...
Don't get me wrong. I was loving it, but, I mean, we did work a lot back then.
Yeah, it was insane compared to... I hate to be the guy that's going, yeah, back in my day, these guys got it so good, whatever, but... Man, it was brutal at one time.
Well, I always factor in the bitter old timer quotient,
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
we've earned it.
I'll say, hey, if it weren't for us, there wouldn't be no guaranteed contracts, no trainer, no new ring, blah, blah, blah.
I find myself telling young guys, hey, kid, slow down. You feel like you're going too slow, slow down.
Slow down.
And they all go, yes, sir, thank you. I remember when guys would say that to me. I go, yes, sir, thank you. They turn around. I go, screw you, old man. You just can't go fast.
Exactly. Dallas, believe it or not, that wasn't even close to the best ladder match those guys had. They had some on the road before that that were even better than that, if you can believe it.
Wow. Yeah.
I have told people that. We took it around the loop in California one time. I remember the first time Sean and I had one, we showed up at some arena in California, and it said on the match, like, we were rocking it with just a regular match. We both had Intercontinental belts. We showed up somewhere, and it said ladder match. It's like, what? Neither one of us had ever had one, I don't think.
Brett and Bad News Allen.
Yeah, right. But I always,
did you see it?
Just to piss Brett off, I always go, I invented the ladder match.
Well,
I follow Brett on Twitter now that I'm a big Twitter-holic. And I sent him a tweet the other day. That's what it's called, right? A tweet. I sent him one the other day just to say, hey, this is Scott Hall, and much respect to the Rao World Sempin.
Yeah, Rao World Sempin from Israel.
Right.
People are wondering, what the hell are you talking about?
It was really me.
Hey, but let me tell you something, Scott. The Twitter, that helps keep the outlaws sober, bro.
Yeah, I follow Brian and Kip. I follow the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah,
I heard they
great,
rocked
man.
It on Raw the other night. I didn't see it.
They did, and then they did. They put over Brock like you wouldn't believe. They're laying out in the middle of the ring the whole time as Paul Lee's doing, as Heyman's cutting his promo. like we did for Flair, Piper, and Green. People are on Twitter going, oh, why do they got to lay there so long? I'm like, that's how you do it.
Yeah, because we're going to lay there till they leave. Then when we get up, they pop again.
Right.
Roll the credits. The movie stars are dead.
Oh, God, man. It's so good to hear Scott Hall, man.
The movie's over.
He's back, bro. Bad guy's back day by day. He sits and he waits for the comment, and then he pops one, and we all blow out, man. Brock, you got to come down and spend a couple days with us, though, man. We got an awesome group of people here.
Absolutely.
Because Linda's our dead mother here. She takes care of. How great is Linda, huh, bro?
What's that?
I'm talking to Scotty. How great is Linda, huh?
Oh, man. Dallas's friend from back way back in the Florida days, even before he started wrestling, was like the den mother here.
Uh-huh.
She arranges all the schedules, makes all your appointments, cooks, cleans, everything. Man, we're eating like kings here.
Wow,
crazy.
For that, huh?
Everything's super healthy, organic. Dallas is, imagine Dallas being obsessive about something.
Well,
everything is super clean, organic, healthy stuff. I haven't had anything to drink since I've been here but water or protein shakes.
That's
not
good. That water, bro.
Sodas, nothing.
That's awesome. Incredible, man. Yeah,
hey,
I definitely have to come. I definitely have to come because Lord knows I'm anything but perfect. But honestly, Scott, man, I'm doing fantastic, man. Like I said, man, I'm just so much better, man, knowing that you're doing great. I love you so much.
Again, I want to thank you, buddy, for starting the ball rolling. And, I didn't get here as soon as a lot of people would have liked. But
did you get there when it was?
You know
what, though?
Why for starting it. And, can't thank you enough. I mean, you've always been there for me through thick and thin. And you and Big Kev and guys like Dally. You know how it is. I mean, I can count my friends on one hand. I got a lot of acquaintances, but I only have, a few real friends, and that's all I ever really wanted anyway.
Yeah.
So,
you have a lot of people, man, that love you, though, bro. That's amazing, man. People, everywhere I go on the street, everywhere. And I'm not talking about wrestling events, Scott. I'm talking about in the bank, at the mall, at the grocery store. Hey, how's Scott? Hey, how's Scott doing? Everybody, man. My probation officer asked me how you were doing. All right, man, I'm going to get out here.
Thanks so much for calling. We got a couple calls here. I want to get them in. We got about 20 minutes.
I love you, Bob. Thanks for
love you too,
buddy. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, you want to come in, bro? All right, buddy.
Peace.
All right, our first guy, let's bring in Mike Mullins. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up,
you,
bro?
Man.
Hey, Scott, so glad to hear you're doing so well, man. We're all pulling for you, and I donated this to your cause. I think it's a great cause. There's a lot of negativity in the wrestling business with the fans and in the business, and great to see something positive come out of this, man?
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me. I'm stunned by, the lady said what the total was today, and it's only been 3 or 4 days, and I'm amazed, man. It's just... it's so moving to think that people even remember who I am, much less care enough to, give up their hard-earned money. And it's so touching. And, I've just learned how to use this Twitter thing. And, I've been on it the last couple of days, and it's just overwhelming. People just going, from all over the world, people going, hey, we believe in you. You can do it. It's just stays clean. And it's really cool. Some people are sharing their experience with substance abuse and are about getting in shape or just different things, overcoming injuries, and it's just so great, man. I'm so moved. I want to thank you for helping out, man. Thank you so much.
I got a quick question. I saw a picture of your kid online the other day, and, man,
yeah,
he's got the Hall of Genes. He's got the long legs. He's got the build, the Scott Hall build. When you get healthy, man, you got to break that kid in and get him, ready to go because that kid's got a hell of a look on him, and I think he's going to be a big star.
Yeah, thank you. I agree, brother. He wouldn't be wearing my tights.
I saw him in the tall gear.
He has a match on his Twitter account. It's at Cody_, is that the word, Dally? _ Hall, the number 1. It's his Twitter page. And he's got one of his matches. Big Kev took him to Aruba, and, like, Jerry Lawler was there, Roddy Piper, you know, Billy Gunn, Scotty Steiner, you know, a lot of dudes on the card. So he got to be around a lot of top guys, and he was the opening match on the tour, and he's got it on there. I mean, when you see the match, you know, he's green, but he's learning fast, and the thing that encouraged me was when he went out, the people responded, and you can't learn how to make the people like you. So, in fact, I reached out on the internet through Twitter to an old buddy of mine in Japan. Remember Chono?
Oh, yeah. Japanese.
Big, well, anyway, me and Chono are good buddies, and I tweeted him last night, and when I woke up this morning, there was two responses from him, and I asked him if they had room in the New Japan Dojo for Cody, because I talked to him about maybe going over there, and, like, I know Dallas has got some stuff cooking in the United Kingdom, and I know there's a promoter over there named Brian Dixon but this whole computer thing is so cool. You can reach people all over the world. So, yeah, thank you for your compliments about Cody, and he's real excited. And I agree. The wrestling business thrives on new faces, and he's got one. He's 6'8", 260.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, steroid-free. You know, I won't let him take anything. And,
you know
he's,
Japan,
like,
education,
he's like a big
gonna be...
kid. He hasn't even filled out yet. He's going to be a monster.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with him, man. I can see big things, and, you know, he's got your genes, definitely. You can see a lot of you in him, in his movements, and just his size and luck, too. And if he's half as good of a worker as you are, he'll be all right.
Well, I'm hoping he's got some of his mother's genes, because his mother never drank or took a drug. So I'm hoping we can maybe break this cycle in my son. And I have a daughter, Cassidy, who's going to be 18 in exactly 2 weeks. So I'm hoping my kids, you know, don't have this same torment in their lives. But hey, thanks a lot for the kind words, brother.
Thanks, man. Good luck, Scott.
Thanks for calling in, Mikey. Next caller, Simon. Hello, Simon. Okay, we'll go to our next one. I also want to put out Gina sent us a text in here, and Gina has been the sweetheart who's really kept that, you know, Scott out there on Scott Hall NWO. That's why he started with 30,000 Twitter followers there, and very, very cool lady. I know she's taking you care of you forever, Scotty, but I've met her on numerous occasions. She's a total class act. She just wanted me to tell you to send her love.
She's the first female member of the Wolfpack. She's the She-Wolf of New York City.
Right, right. I remember you introducing me like that years ago, too.
And her hair
classic.
Is perfect.
We got Officer X. You up there, buddy?
Yeah.
Officer X.
Hey, here's a question. What's the food bill at the Accountability Crib a week?
Holy cow. Good question.
It's got to be off the fucking charts.
Oh, it is.
If I had to guess. I bet it's about $1,500 a week.
Oh, God, we wish. No, wait a minute.
I have no idea. What is it, Dallas? Because we're eating ground bison. That stuff's $12 a pound.
Yeah, when Brittany was here, when Brittany was shopping, it was like $1,500 bucks a week. We got it down to about $12. But, you know, it's good, though, you know, because, you know, it's all part of the deal, and it's part of eating healthy, and, you know, there's a lot of us. And I don't pay a lot of money out, so I want to feed everybody good. I learned out of the Rob Zombie when I did Devil's Rejects, because Rob didn't pay anybody anything past scale. I'm sure a couple people got it, but he had the best food of any set I've ever been on. He had the best catering night ever. So, it's a little up there, but it's all good. We're all, you know, it's healing. You know, people can buy, you know, pharmaceuticals, or they can have real food. You know, and real food, not the genetically modified, you know, food. I'm talking about the real food will help heal your body. And I'm already watching Scott walk better, starting to feel better. You know, his life is coming to his eyes, just like Jake. I mean, Scotty, you're looking at Jake. Did you think you'd see Jake like that again, ever?
No, like I said before, I was laid up in the hospital. I had a heart episode four weeks ago. I was in the hospital in Florida for a week and in cardiac intensive care. And, you know, 7 days later, all my blood work came back cool. My heart function was normal. But when I was laid up in the hospital, the kid who served the food trays, and he tweeted me today, too. It was so cool. And this internet thing is unbelievable. But the kid was a big fan, and on it, and he kept saying, come on, you can do it, man, you can do it. And the first couple of days, you know, I had a sign on my door, no visitors. My phone was off the hook. I was so sick that the doctors just wanted me to lay there. They were feeding me through tubes and IVs, and like the kid was so excited. I finally had to say, look, man, like, come on, I don't want to be rude, but calm down, bro. Like, you know, I'm trying to rest. But he kept coming back, man, every day. And then finally he whipped out his phone and he showed me the before and after pictures of Jake. And I had been hearing about Dally and what was going on up here, but, you know, not being a computer guy at that time, I didn't really know. And that kid showed me the pictures, and it just, when I left the hospital, the first thing I did was pick up the phone and call Dallas and Jake. I was in a cab from the hospital back to my home in Florida and talked to them, and I said, listen, when I told the doctor in Florida that, I said, look, when I leave here, I'm going straight to the airport, I'm going to Atlanta. But they insisted, because they had done a lot of testing on me, they didn't want me traveling right away. So I waited, I think, 6 or 7 days before I came, and, you know, I came as soon as Dally would have me, and I can't believe how great Jake is doing and how great he looks. He looks like he did back when he was on top, you know, headlining WrestleManias back in the day.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he really does. I can't wait for this arm to come back. And, you know, but, you know, you see him. He tries to push himself too fast. We finally have got, you know, Steve Yu, who is not just a director and a writer and so many things, but he's also, he knows fitness as well as anyone I've ever met. And finally, you know, because we can't do a lot of things with his shoulder, we got Jake actually listening to him as well. You know, so, you know, it's a whole team situation here, which is, you know, really been amazing. So let me get a couple more callers here. We got about another 10, 15 minutes here. Courtney, are you out there?
I am.
Hey, Courtney, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, thanks to your yoga. My L3 is getting back to normal from all the bumps I've taken over the past couple of years training to be a wrestler, which, you know, brings
awesome.
which brings me to the bad guy, Scott.
Hey, girl.
You know, I wanted to say, you know, I'm proud of you and, like, all the, you know, leaps and bounds you've made just in these past, you know, like you said, 23 days. And I just had a question for you. What is the most fun you have ever had in a wrestling match? Like, what's the match that you went backstage with the boys and were like, man, I can't believe we just did this. Oh, my gosh, this is so much fun. Because, I mean, wrestler to wrestler, like, those are the kind of stories that, you know, I love to hear.
Gosh, there has been so many. I have been so blessed because, you know, you know how it is when you're working. Some people you don't necessarily, you know, enjoy working with, but sometimes that's what the booker has you doing, and you're drawing money and you're selling tickets, so you got to do it. But sometimes you get to work with, like, your best buddies. Like, I got, you know, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but X-Pac was on here, and I have worked with him for years. And we have been, you know, we wrestled against each other. We were a tag team. Then he turned on me. I mean, and then we were tag. I mean, our careers have wrestled together all over the world. And then Shawn Michaels, who is, you know, clearly the best wrestler ever. Shawn is the best pro wrestler ever. And I knew Shawn back in the mid to late 80s in Kansas City. Then we were in Minneapolis together. Then Shawn went to New York, and I went back to Florida to work for Florida Championship Wrestling. Then I started working internationally. But then I got to hook up with Shawn again back in the WWE, and we were both bad guys. We were both heels and worked against each other. And I'll never forget, and we always rode together because we always traveled together. We were buddies. But one time when we were both heels, Vince booked us against each other in Madison Square Garden, and it was, like, weird because – I thought for sure, like, Shawn being such a pretty boy, that the fans would be with him, because my character was kind of a badass, and we didn't know what was going to happen, but we had decided, well, you know, we're just going to do our thing and let the fans decide, and it doesn't really matter to us what they decide. But it was crazy when we went out, because I was stunned. I thought for sure that Shawn was going to be the baby face, and I was. And that was one of the times that we just got in the car and we were laughing on the way back to the hotel in Newark. And, you know, of course, we're putting ourselves over about how great we are and how cool we are. But I got to wrestle Sean almost every night for about a year and a half. And then they brought Kevin. He was Diesel, and he was Sean's bodyguard. So now Kev's on the outside. So we did that for another year. And then I started wrestling Kev with Sean on the outside for like another 6, 8, 9 months. So for about 3 years, I wrestled those guys every night, and we traveled together everywhere we went. And sometimes, like in Europe, I don't know if you've had the pleasure of wrestling there, but the fans are so cool and so with
it
that I remember looking, we'd look at each other and we'd go, don't tell Vince, but I would do this free. I mean, it's just like, you know, when you get somebody that you have really good chemistry with, it's just incredible. And, you know, I mean, there's been so many good times. I've been so blessed to work with some guys who are so talented that it's not like work. It's like dancing. And, you know, it's just, to me, the thing I'm addicted to the most is that the charge you get from a live audience. It's like, where can I get 10 refills of that?
You know,
it's like you leave the arena and you're just humming and you can't come down. But thanks for calling, Courtney, and get well, girl. Heal that body.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Yes, I will be. No problem.
Okay, our next caller out. Marcus, you out there, buddy?
Marcus is here.
Hey, where are you from, bro?
I'm down here in Washington, Seattle area.
Down where?
Hey, bro, you got a question for the bad guy?
Yeah, and I just want to say, Scott, you sound great. It's great to hear you talking and laughing and happy and telling great stories, by the way.
Well, thanks very much, Marcus.
My question is an easy one. I want to know, once you're, you know, we're walking this road together, and I want to know what's at the end of that road. What's your next dream? What's your next goal?
Wow. You know what? I'm trying to keep it, you know, I go to a lot of support groups, and I've been in lots of therapy, and I have learned that I'm not going to project too far in the future. Obviously, I have hopes and dreams, but right now, I'm just treasuring each day and just trying to get as much out of each day as I can. And I'm not, you know, the way I look at it is I try to make this parallel to kind of like when you ride around in your vehicle, when you're riding around in your auto vehicle, you know, your automobile, you know, the rear view mirror is small because I can't keep beating myself up and keep looking back and browbeat myself over all the mistakes I've made in the past. So I'm trying not to look back too much, but I do have to acknowledge that for me to continue to grow as a person. Now, the windshield is really big, which tells me I need to look forward. But, like, yep. If you're driving around when the sun starts to go down, you got to hit your headlights. And you know how the headlights, they only give you a couple car lengths ahead, right? You can't see miles ahead. You can only see a little bit ahead. And like I was riding around, you know, the other night, and the lights were on. I thought this is maybe where I need to be. I'm just looking a couple car lengths ahead. Excuse me. I'm not making any real dramatic long range plans. Of course, I am to myself when I lay in bed and when I pray. I got some long range plans, but I'm kind of keeping those to myself right now, man. I'm just digging where I'm at. And trying to embrace that. I didn't want to set myself up for some kind of fall, you know. So
right.
I'm just digging where I'm at. And I appreciate your question. And I wish I could give you a shoot answer. But right now, that's what's true to me. I'm just I'm looking a couple car lengths ahead, man.
Your answer is awesome to me.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in, Bo. Appreciate it. We got two more callers on here, and I want to get you have a couple more questions, I'm sure, over there, Stacy, and then we'll close it out. Harold, you're on the show, man. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Lexington, Kentucky, and, well, I just wanted to call in tonight to say thank you to the bad guy, and I want to say thank you, DDP, for guys like you who paved ways for guys like me as an independent manager. I was going through a rough time, and watching you guys out there paving ways for guys like me, it really showed me a way that there was a light at the end of my rainbow, And I want to say thank you guys for what you've done over the past years. I am now retired from the Independent League, and I just want to say thank you guys for everything you've done. And it's been an honor to have great role models who could show me the way, and I want to say thank you.
Amen. Hey, thank you, bro. Thank you very much, and it's very flattering to hear you say that. And you're from Lexington, Kentucky, did you say?
Yes, sir. Home of Rupp Arena, where you have been there many times, I want to say.
Hell, heck yeah. You know what? My tryout match when I debuted my Razor Ramon gimmick was in Lexington, Kentucky at the Rupp Arena, and I was the very first match of the night and went out there and rocked it. And when I came back, Vince pulled me in his office, and he said, well, we got to put a gimmick on you. I understand your father's in the Army. And, you know, at that time, Vince was going with this deal where, like, Boss, you know, Big Boss Man was really a corrections officer. So his gimmick was a corrections officer. So I knew where Vince was going. I thought, Vince, you want me to be G.I. Joe, man? I'll be the best G.I. Joe I could be. I said, did you ever see Scarface? He went, no. I said, say hello to the bad guy. And he started laughing, and he'd never seen the movie, so I started spitting all that Tony Montana dialogue at him. He thought I was a genius, and the rest was history, man. It was just a blast. But Lexington, Kentucky has always got a special place in my heart, and thank you for calling, man. It's great to hear you young cats out there, you know, doing the grassroots thing, man. That's what makes this business go.
Well, I want to say thank you both, gentlemen. You always have a place in my heart, and keep doing what you're doing on Twitter, man. I love reading your tweets. I'm one of your followers, and I want to say thank you. And you'll always have a place in my heart, because I will always love the bad guy, Reza Ramon.
Thanks, brother.
All right, buddy. We got one more caller here. Actually, we got a ton of them, but we can't get to them all. And I want to hit Stacy's questions from the chat room, then we'll call tonight. Derek, are you out there, bro?
Wow, last caller, what an honor.
So where are you calling in from, Dave?
I'm calling from Woodbridge, Virginia, a little up north of you guys.
Very cool. You got a question?
I really appreciate you guys having me. And DDP, we didn't forget about you. I really enjoyed how you did the tribute to the Macho Man feud on your blog. That was awesome. Keep those up if you can. And Scott, boy, what an honor. It's crazy because I'm a lot older now from the WCW days. Two guys I love watching in the ring.
We all got older.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Now I look at you guys on Twitter and your blog, and it's inspiration for me quitting drinking alcohol. So I really appreciate it, guys, and keep up the good work. DDP, you're a calmer millionaire, is what me and my buddies have been calling you, because positive things you're doing for everybody with us. Yeah, you can hashtag that one up. Karma millionaire. You should make that a T-shirt. You know, yoga thing's a good deal. I don't do DDP yoga because I got my own thing going on, and I don't want to illegally download anything, but I plan on doing the deal and starting getting on your thing, because if it could work for Jake and everybody, I'm sure it could work for me. But we all appreciate
what you want
it,
bro.
Keep it up. Hey. Keep up the good work. Stay on Twitter. Scott, we love you, buddy. You can do it.
Thanks,
I know I'm the last
brother.
One, but
your support, man.
You're the man.
That's right. Thanks for calling in, Diaz. Before we ask those final questions, I do want to remind people, you know, because people have been, I've been seeing a lot of Twitter saying, how do you get DDP Yoga? It's pretty easy. Go to ddpyoga.com. And then people say to me, like, well, what should I get? You got a couple different packages there. And I want you to sell yourself. You know, it's like, if you just want to try it, but you want to invest in that, just get that level one. But if you want to invest in it, where you're going to invest in yourself, because you see the results from Ryback, who just put it over amazing in an article. And then on a radio show the other day, because, you know, I hooked up with Ryan right when he was getting ready to come back, and his core was shot, his flexibility was nothing. And he's been doing it so long, he was preaching, you know, to the boys about it, which was really awesome. Cena came up busted his chops one time, and when I was talking to him, and he goes, got to get that DDP yoga. And, you know, he was just busting his chops. I like him. A lot of people have different feelings about John, but I think he's a class act. And he's definitely Ace's guy when it comes to all the amazing stuff he does for charity and the Wishless Kids. I always like to put that out there because I know, you know, the Cena sucks. You know, let's go see anything back and forth. But he's a pretty stand-up cat. If you're interested in getting it, just if you just want to try it, just get that level one. If you want to really own it, and make it a part of your lifestyle. Well, then you want to get the combo pack, it's going to save you $30, or you want to get the max pack, which is going to save you $60. Because all the workouts are there. I talked to Chris Jericho about a month back. We're going to get to making our videos with me and him together, because I want him to get some kind of compensation out of this, because he's promoted DDP Yoga so strongly for so long, and I'm so grateful that he turned so many of the boys onto it. You know, and I want to do something with him, so whenever he's ready, you know, I'm here for that. I want to remind everybody that Jake and I will be at WrestleCon during Mania on Saturday and Sunday, and we're having DDP's, it's called the Yoga's Badass Tour. We're starting in Texas next weekend. Next Friday we'll be down there in Midland, Texas, and then we're going to Nashville for the horror and tattoo signing that Jake and I are going to do up there, and then I'm going to do another DDP Yoga like half-hour workout there, and then we're going to do it again in New York, or actually New Jersey, in East Rutherford at the WrestleCon. So that's going to be on Saturday, so be looking for that. And I'm not charging anybody for any of that. Like Scotty will tell you, people come to my house all the time. I don't charge anybody to work out with me. Now, if we're doing a workshop, that's a different animal, because that's 2.5 hours, and I'm really teaching you a lot. But when it comes down to just workouts that are here, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, I want people to experience that. So we're going to be doing that up at WrestleCon. And also be looking on Twitter, because I know we got a lot of followers at RealDDP and at DDP Yoga, because we're going to be doing a live workout sometime in April. And the first one's going to be for beginners and intermediates. It's going to be about 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes. And then I'm going to do another one about 2 weeks later for intermediate to advanced, so people can see how challenging it can be or how easy it can be. And that's all coming up in the month of April. So it's all that's coming around the corner. And when we go out to actually film the docu-mercial this weekend, me and Goldberg were talking on Sunday. I'm going to have some footage coming back of me and Goldie, because he said that his body is so beat up, and I can't imagine after all the years of playing football in high school and college and pros and then beating himself up in wrestling, and he loves all that mixed martial arts fighting and getting down there with jiu-jitsu and Krav Maga and all that stuff. So he's ready to get into some DDP yoga, so I'm really excited about going there and working out with him on that. Stacey, do we got a couple more questions over there?
Yeah, I've got one more, and Sparky has a question also, if we have time. And I also want to say, Scott, congratulations on getting the life back in your eyes. I can relate to that, and Dallas is really great for instilling that back in people. You're welcome. Somebody wants to know, though, if you have some favorite memories, one or two maybe, of your AWA days with Kurt Hennig.
Best.
Yeah, Kurt. You know, Kurt Hennig, who went on to success in the WWE as Mr. Perfect, was a really special guy. And God rest his soul. He's looking down on everybody from heaven now. And Kurt, when I first arrived in Minneapolis, I didn't know anything. But the business had changed at that point, and it became more of a television-driven industry and a merchandising industry where if you had the right look, you know, they were using you on top. You didn't have to be that good a performer. But what they did to protect me was put me with Kurt as a tag team, because Kurt was an excellent performer. So we would go around the loop to all these big towns and on TV, and Kurt would do all the work. He would get beat up. He would sell. Then tag me, and I would come in and make the comeback, which means you toss the guys around, and I would pin the guy, 1, 2, 3, and we would win. And we did that every night, all around the country, all around the world. And then I remember, like, the first time I started hearing it, and it started to happen more and more and more, was that one time in Chicago, after the match, we're walking down the aisle. We're at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago, the University of Illinois in Chicago. We're at their pavilion. I don't even know if it's still there. This is a long time ago. This is the 80s. But walking down the aisle, leaving, and, you know, Kurt has done the same thing. Has gotten beat up the whole match, tagged me. I come in, clean house, pin the guys. We're walking down, and people are going, hey, Hall, get a new partner. Hennig's holding you down. And I remember thinking, wow, you're completely wrong. Without Kurt, I'd be lost. I mean, and then I had the honor of getting in a car with Kurt,
because he drove every mile of every road trip we were ever on, which anybody who knows me knows I don't like to drive, and I'm not a very good driver anyway. But then we'd get in a car, and Kurt would talk business to me and smart me up about what happened in the ring and how to behave in the locker room and how to talk to promoters and, you know, how important it was to treat the fans with respect and always take time for that autograph and that photo and stuff like that. And because the fans are the, you know, how we make our living, and, you know, never take the fans for granted. And I grew up a fan, and so did Kurt, and he's second generation, and he has, you know, a son now who's breaking into business. And I mean, I can't thank Kurt enough for everything he did for me. And, you know, he's, you know, he was one of a kind, and he truly was, you know, perfect.
He was amazing. He was amazing. Sparky, you got one last question for Scotty?
Yeah, Scott, what's up? You sound amazing, brother. It's good to hear you. Do you
Thank
see
you.
Yourself or anybody else pulling the razor's edge? That was such an amazing finishing move.
Well, thank you very much. My son Cody uses it now. You know, he's got a couple moves, but he uses that just because people want to see him do it. I don't know. I mean, somebody told me, I haven't really been watching a lot of wrestling over the last couple of years because I've just been kind of a funk. Somebody told me that that Sheamus in the WWE was doing it. And I understand, you know, that he's like Triple H's young boy, like he's Triple H's buddy. And, you know, Triple H is part of the clique. So to me, I don't have a problem with it. I almost see it like a tribute. Because to me, if he's doing that move, I know that he knows it's the razor's edge. So I find it really flattering. I mean, it doesn't bother me, and I think it's kind of cool. And I remember when I was learning how to do that move, I mean, nobody wanted to take it because I was kind of reckless with it. You know, I was dropping guys on their heads. But over the years, I learned how to put guys down a little bit flatter. But, you know, yeah, I learned from watching Jake. You know, and I when I wanted to be a top guy, I studied the guys who were on top. And I tried to figure out what's the common denominator to be successful. And I determined that was you have to have a cool look. Not everybody has to be a muscle guy, but you got to have your own look. Then you got to have three or four signature moves, and you got to have a cool finish. You got to have cool ring gear, and you got to know how to talk. And so, you know, if you look at all the guys who are on top, you know, guys like Jake, cool look, cool ring gear, signature moves, you know, the short clothesline, the knee lift, you know, cool finish, DDT, you know, I mean, and a great interview. So, I mean, I just, that was what worked for me. But, yeah, I just want to have some cool moves. Like I was belly-to-back suplexing guys off the top rope. I call that the career ender. You know, the fall away slam. I mean, we're on the internet, right? Can you curse? I mean,
yeah,
that's called the sack of shit. I mean, we're adults. Sorry for the profanity. I did that with Carlos Colon in Puerto Rico one time. I shot him in the ring, told him, duck the clothesline, crossbody. He crossbodied me. I caught him, then fell back and gave him that move. I didn't know what it was called yet. We get in the locker room, and he goes, hey, amigo, what's going on? You throw me like a sack of shit. So that's how it got named. I mean, you can ask Kidd, you can ask Jeff Jarrett, you can ask Shawn Michaels, you can ask Goldberg, anybody who's ever worked with me. When I, you know, I give you this, it's called sack of shit. I give it to you, or SOS, you know, if I'm trying to be, you know, politically correct. But, yeah, you know, I had, you know, all you need is a few cool moves, and, you know, I was really lucky that I came up with a couple, and, you know, thanks for the question, man.
You're welcome, man. You sound amazing. I'm glad you're involved with this because it's motivating a lot of people. You're an inspiration, bro.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Scotty, you know, just glad to have you here, brother, and thanks for coming on the show tonight. I know everybody else got a really big kick out of it. I want to thank you for coming on. Stacy, as always, you're sweet as hell. Going to see you in L.A. this weekend, Sparky. Glad to have you back. Robert, you're the man. Thanks for keeping everything together. Everybody, you've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see you next week. See ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
For
going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.